Downtown Urbana is open for business. There is the pharmacy, the dress shop, the jewelry store, restaurants, and banks. This city is a far cry from the ghost town look of some downtowns across the country. The city is mindful of its 200-year past, and Georgia Pollig, who is on Urbana's revitalization committee, says they are working hard for the city's future.
What we're trying to do is, of course, preserve these buildings and structures, and at the same time, revitalize the downtown economically.
One downtown landmark is McLaughlin's Jewelry Store. It's been a family-owned business as long as most Urbana residents can remember, and owner John McLaughlin had hoped it would stay that way.
We've been here 52 years, and we're hoping to be here several more years, but with what's taking place here, I just can't see that happening.
Times are changing, and the Champaign County Commissioners have decided to move many of the county services to a spruced-up strip mall which they had purchased on the outskirts of town. There, the citizens can park in a vast parking lot and visit a slew of county offices under one roof instead of searching for a parking space and walking from one old building to the other in downtown Urbana. Commissioner Philip McCullough says it's a sign of the times.
Certainly there's a problem in the downtown. I think everybody realizes that. I think all downtowns have that problem. At one time, it was a premium to be able to have a space downtown. People fought over the idea of being able to rent space because there's only a certain amount of it, and all those things, of course, have changed over the years. People go where they get the service.
And just like shopping at a large megastore rather than a bunch of small shops, it's easy, it's convenient, and the commissioners have no complaints from the citizens who use the services. But now three more county offices are tagged to move to the new digs. The commissioners have decided to relocate the auditor, the treasurer, and the recorder from the courthouse. Pat Thackeray, who owns a restaurant downtown, says that this will devastate downtown business, that it's not just three offices, but the domino effect of what will follow.
You know, where's Champaign County going to be 5 years from now? There's going to be unemployment. There's going to be a lot more empty stores downtown. There's going to be more farmland developed south of town to provide offices for the attorneys and the insurance companies and the mortgage companies. So not only are we going to lose downtown, but we're also going to lose valuable farmland around downtown.
Kevin Kuchenbecker is with Downtown Ohio, Inc., an organization that helps with revitalization efforts. He says that for the health of downtown, government offices should stay there.
The removal of any governmental offices in the downtown, whether it's the federal through the relocation of a post office or the county or the city, takes away a built-in traffic generator for the community and for the downtown. And that is why the federal government has issued through a presidential executive order that the federal government should look at downtowns and historic buildings first. Many states have issued executive orders to keep state buildings into the downtown. And I think it's an example that local governments, county and city, should follow as well.
On an early morning in downtown Urbana, church bells signal the beginning of another busy business day. But the merchants here are afraid that that may not be the case for long. They fear that if people no longer need to go downtown for county services, that they will also not go downtown to shop or eat or get their watch repaired. The commissioners say that the move of the three offices will have little or no effect on the merchants. The Downtown Business Association is fighting back. They have filed a petition requesting the courts to stay the move, and they await the date of a hearing on that petition. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Eileen LeBlanc, Urbana, Ohio.